أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, continuing with our journaling of the Quran, we will today start with the ayat that begin with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. Now there are about 85 instances in the Quran where Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is used, and we've just finished Ya ayyuhan nas, so hopefully you will highlight them in a different color and be able to tick boxes to see what these verses are trying to tell us. So the moment it says Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we are to say labbaik, we're here, tell us Ya Allah, what do you want us to do? So the first one is surah number 2, suratul baqarah, ayah 104. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La taqulu ra'ina. Do not say ra'ina. Now ra'ina is equivalent of saying something like, have regard for us, listen to us. He says, Wa qulun dhurna wasma'u. Say, observe and listen. Now why is Allah replacing one word with two others? Well, you see, the word ra'ina with a slight twist of accent actually means somebody unsound in intellect, somebody who's stupid. And Allah says, وَلِلْ كَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And those who cover up the truth, there's a painful punishment. There is a historical aspect to this about those who used words which could be twisted and then mocked the Prophet or mocked somebody else. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message. He says, don't say something and mean something else to mock someone. So in this case, in this particular case, ra'ina with a slight twist of accent meant stupid instead of listen to us. So the key message of this ayah is that we must have clarity in communication. What we say and how we say it is so important. Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Islam says, the right of the tongue is that you consider it too noble for obscenity. Accustom it to good. Refrain from any meddling in which there is nothing to be gained. Express kindness to people and speak well concerning them. How we speak is so important. It's been estimated that most people speak enough in a week to fill a large 500-page book. So in the average lifetime, this is about 3,000 volumes of 1.5 million pages. It's a frightening thought because it is these words by which we'll be either blessed or condemned. You know, there's an ancient Greek fable about a monster known as Proteus who had the power of assuming many shapes and appearances. He could become a tree or a pebble, a lion or a dove, a serpent or a lamb. He seemed to have very little difficulty in passing from one form into another, and the fabled creature reminds one of the human tongue. It can bless or it can curse. It can express praise or it can whisper slander. It can twist words. It can spread a word of encouragement or spread vindictive hatred, or it can talk with clarity. So let's look at some ahadith that of the Prophet or of the Masumeen that say a person is hidden under his tongue. Do not begin a conversation without first greeting the person you're talking to. Keep away from a conversation which is without a name or an object, for it lowers your position. Wait to speak at the right opportunity. Many speak the truth, but not at the right moment, and therefore have to face disrespect. Don't argue with foolish and ignorant people, because they'll hurt you with their nonsense. Your speech is under your firm control, as long as you do not speak. But if you do speak, you come under its control. So guard your tongue as you guard your gold and silver. For many a word is a blessing, but it leads to displeasure. It's really important to make sure that we speak with absolute clarity and full of rahmah, full of absolute kindness. Do you know, Ibn Hadid, who is a commentator of Nahj al-Balagha, says about the Prophet that everybody who heard him speak became inclined towards him. They developed a love for him in their hearts, even though it was things that were difficult for them to comprehend or it meant changing their lives. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those whose speech is that of clarity and kindness. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.